Welcome to My Ghostly Childhood, to our first podcast. This is our first one on this website, and I have my whole family here, my immediate family, plus my Aunt Pam, who does investigative reporting with my dad. But stay tuned, and we will be doing another podcast on their experiences in the paranormal investigative realm and field. But right now, we're going to talk about what this whole blog and podcast revolves around. And that would be my childhood home and the home that my parents bought. And I guess we'll start, what better place to start but the beginning? So I throw this question up to either one, my mom or dad. Did you feel anything to... as early as touring the house, when you were looking to buy it, did you get any feelings that maybe something was off?
No, I didn't.
I didn't either. It felt like a normal home.
So, when did you... Who was the first one to start thinking, something's weird?
I think it was me. It was shortly after we moved in. We bought the house in April of... 96, right? Married in 95.
Yes.
House in 96. April of 96, April 27th in 1996, we moved into the house. It was shortly after that in May, while unpacking some boxes. I was the only one home at the time. Don't know where you were. But I had unpacked a few boxes. I worked nights at that time, so kind of tired, drowsy. Laid down on the couch to take a nap, and in the course of laying there taking my nap, something caught my eye, and I shouldn't say caught my eye, but there was a noise that seemed to bring me up out of my sleep, and I remember waking up, and the way our couch sat. When I woke up, I was looking straight through the archway into the dining room, and as I'm laying there and I look up, there's a man, an elderly gentleman, probably I'd say mid, maybe late 60s or so, bib overhauls, farmer type hat, boots, rounded shape and stuff. And I remember just laying there and I'm like, hello. And the response was just wondering where Millie is, who Millie was the previous owner of the house. And I said, she no longer lives here. She lives in an apartment down the road for three or four houses. And he said, thank you, turned, and I went back to sleep. And all of a sudden, it sort of like clicked and hit. This is like, there's a stranger in my house. And I bolted straight up off the couch, ran through the house looking for this man, ran outside, found nothing outside, ran down to the street, looked up and down both ends of the street, not a soul, no one in sight, no one.
No.
So I just brushed it off as, that was weird, that man moves pretty quick, I guess, or I slept longer than what I thought, or... I really didn't know what to think other than there was a stranger in my house and didn't know who he was. So when I came back in, I immediately went through. The front door was locked. The back door was locked. So it just was like kind of freaky how this guy got into my house. He wasn't a threat. Just was just nonchalant and, wondering where Millie is.
I can go a little earlier than that. When we first moved in, first of all, it was a very old house. It was built in 1880, and we were only the second family to own the house after generations of the first family. And like Dad said, he was working nights. So the first night I was by myself in the house, and normally I'm not usually afraid, but I just felt funny to the point where I kept the lights on. And I wouldn't sleep with my back to the door. I was watching the doorway most of the time. It just felt different. I just sort of chalked it up to being in a new place and getting used to it. But it just, there was a different sort of feeling And that was the very first night we were in the house, or the second night when you went back to work. So it was within that first week that we moved there. It just felt different.
And at that point, Dad worked overnights?
He worked nights. He usually was home maybe midnight or 1 o'clock.
I worked 4 to midnight, so it'd be like somewhere between 1 and 2 before I'd get home.
So when you guys exchange feelings about, you know, maybe something's up with this house, I mean, were you pretty, you know, on the same page? Because a lot of times it's one person or the other that is experiencing more and the other one doesn't believe it. Were you pretty much on the same page that something was weird? Or
I don't think we really said anything to each other to begin with.
Well, you told me about the man, but it was after the fact. I don't know if I ever mentioned the feeling I had, but you know, then other things started happening. You know, doors closing or opening, or getting a feeling somebody was in the next room, to the point where you'd go and see, oh, they're home already, and you know, there was nobody there.
You'd hear people walking through the house, especially upstairs. There's one bedroom upstairs. There's always it was always colder than any other room up there. Could never figure out why.
Which is strange, because it's actually one of the closest ones to the heat register, yeah. Too.
Which, yeah. Is that yours or mine?
Your room.
Oh, great. Explains a lot about, you know, why.
We originally...
That was the room I was sleeping in the first night.
Oh. We originally had that room as our bedroom. But it was always just so incredibly cold.
And it was a little smaller than the one we eventually took.
Than the other one. So we finally, I asked my dad one day to come over and help me move. It was a room that just never really felt right. So we stuck you in there.
It never felt like bad. It just felt like something was always there. Just some sort of energy or just.
I never felt unsafe or even afraid, but it just felt different. Like Addie said, there was something there.
So in case you're wondering, that, other voice is my sister Addie, also grew up in the same house, only not in the same. So basically, if you're upstairs, it's my room and my parents' room right next to each other, and on the other side of the hallway is my sister's room. And I don't know if it's fair to say, but in my opinion, it's definitely the one section with my room, the attic door, in my parents' room is definitely more, at times, heavy, uneasy kind of feeling. Would you agree, Addie?
Yeah. If I ever get up in the middle of the night, like to go to the bathroom or something, I just avoid all eye contact to those two rooms, because you have to like pass through the hall, but you pass both doorways to get to the bathroom, and I just avoid all sort of eye contact with just that area. It just feels like something's there. If I look over, I'm going to see something or someone that's not supposed
to be
there. There's
been times when I've been laying on our bed and felt somebody sit on the other side of the bed. That happened just the other night. And to the point where, like, they're moving around. I thought the dog was up there, but the dog was locked in his crate in Addie's bedroom. And I felt that just the other night. I don't know if
there's also been the smells down in the dining room. Once in a great while, you'd smell either cigarettes.
Mostly cigars.
A lot of it
happened, too, when we were doing something in the house, like pulling up the old carpet and putting the new carpet down. Things were happening.
Wallpapering.
When we were doing like minor renovations or minor little things, fixing things up, we'd smell cigars a lot. Things like that.
Nobody in our
house. Just out of the blue. Yeah, nobody in the house is a smoker. It'd just be out of the blue all of a sudden. Be like, woo, can you smell the cigars? And
there's times when I've been up like working late at night and just sort of like think I see something go by me or like over the back of my shoulder where I'll look and then just decide, it's time for me to go to bed. I never felt unsafe, but I always felt like
you
something
weren't alone.
Was there. Yeah.
Something's there, yeah.
So, in an investigative standpoint, I guess a lot of stories would say that things start to rev up or intensify a little bit when you do renovations. Do you, Aunt Pam, or Dad have any thoughts? Like, is that real? Like, Do things actually...
Is that common?
Is that common? Do you know, or...
That is common, but as a paranormal investigator whose job it is to debunk things, if you're smelling cigars and stuff when you're tearing up the carpet as a debunker, I would say, well, old carpeting is going to release odors from the past. And that's what a debunker would do. That's his job.
And that makes sense.
But most of the time we weren't ripping up garbage or anything.
But if you're doing anything like, well, anything where you're
disturbing
soft materials that absorb odors, a debunker would say, well, then you have to discount any smells that you would have.
A lot of times it came when we were sitting down to eat dinner. We'd sit down and all of a sudden it'd just be like, ooh, can you smell the...
Depends on what you're
doing. Cigar and, or cigarette or if we had been gone for the day and came back home, you'd walk into the dining room and hit you like a brick wall.
Well, Tanner, I just found out just a few months ago you were telling us you saw this man, too.
The man that Dad saw?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I've seen, well, the full apparition of him, like overalls and all, I've seen only once, and that was when I was little. And if you're curious about that story, just jump onto the blog part, and that's all explained right there. And illustrated, too, by my sister. Lovely picture and everything. But anyways, besides that instance, it's always been, he's definitely been there. And I've seen him, but it's always when you're not looking at him. It's the corner of your eye, just your peripheral vision. And I know it's that guy. He's big. I'm like 6'2", 250 pounds, and I'd say he's bigger than me. Like, he was pretty sizable compared to the doorway he was standing in. He was definitely an old time, like, he definitely did some working on the farm.
The interesting part is that both of you saw him, but you didn't realize that you both had seen the same person until years later when you both described him at the same time and then realized that it was the same person you had seen, but years apart.
So Dad saw him, what year was it, like, you bought the house in 96?
It was May of 96 when I saw it.
So I was probably
maybe like 5 or 6.
Yeah, so that would put it at 2002 or 3. So that's a couple years difference, and it wasn't until...
probably like 2 years ago, I think you mentioned it. That's the first I heard that you'd
seen. Yeah, it was like late high school. Because originally, funny enough, it was just after our neighbor died, and I thought it was our neighbor. But our neighbor wore very distinctive Hawaiian-style clothing. You know, always in the Hawaiian shirts and shorts and stuff. And he was not at all a very large... tall guy. He was of what I remember of him. But this dude that I saw, and it clicked with me when, you know, I don't even know how we got talking about it, but we were in the car going somewhere and you were describing the dude, and then I was the guy in the doorway, in your doorway, the doorway.
And then
to
you
the
started
living
chiming
room.
In and describing, you picked up on the same details I saw. You just started chiming in saying, you know, I've been like a farmer guy, and you're like, overalls. And it's like, yeah. And then it's like, you know, farmer hat. And I'm like, yeah.
Red flannel.
I mean, it's just a lot of details that, and I never spoke of it to you.
Until then. Until we.
And so I don't think I told too many people about that guy.
Well, just there's been a couple times when I've been in the shower, and the door has either opened or closed, and nobody being there. That's happened when I've been home alone quite a bit. I'd say at least, well, by quite a bit, maybe half a dozen times. But when you're home alone and that happens and there's nobody else there, that's about half a dozen times too many.
And I move on to Addie. What was the most memorable moment that you...
that I remember?
That you remember.
Well, I've never really actually seen anything, like, not as profound as what, like, Dad has seen. But most recently, actually, we've actually heard finger tapping on the downstairs window by the living room, which actually happened about 2 weeks ago, this February. And basically what happened was both Dad and I were sitting in the living room, and the dog was also in there. And in the living room, we have this big window that faces the street, and right on the other side is our front porch. And at the time, it was full of snow. So when we heard the finger taps, which sounded like five distinct fingertips on the window as if somebody was knocking on it to get our attention, kind of like that, but lighter.
Against glass.
Sounding like finger, like nails almost, too. But both of us heard it at the same time, and we stood up to look to see if somebody was out there. And we looked on the porch, nobody was there, and there weren't any footsteps leading up to it or on it.
Because it was snow?
Yeah, there was snow. It was completely fresh and clean. And we even looked out the other window by the living room to see maybe it was one of the neighbor's kids tapping on the window, or, you know, just anybody trying to get our attention. And again, there were no footprints. And the weirdest part was that the dog didn't even hear it until we had stood up, and he was just curious about what we were looking at. So it was just the two of us that heard it. And if somebody was like, if a physical person was on our porch and knocking, the dog would have gone nuts, because he does that when anybody walks by the house. So the fact that we both heard it was just a little concerning. I guess that would be my most memorable moment for something to happen.
All right. Well, I am going to, I'm going to sign off for now. But definitely stay tuned, because this house has been in our family since 96. So that's over two decades of stories to go through. So you better believe that we will be back in blog form, podcast form, maybe even video if I can figure that out. But stay tuned, and also, we're going to do a interview with my dad and aunt. That will be up later, some other day. So stay tuned for that. That'll be all about investigating the paranormal, because they are paranormal investigators. So stay tuned for that and other stories, and I will see you guys later.